candidate who was running against him, the nominee of the newly formed anti-slavery Republican Party, Abraham Lincoln. Although Lincoln had a distinguished record of service in the Illinois state legislature and had served a term in the lower house of Congress as a member of the Whig Party, he had no name recognition outside Illinois. In fact, Lincoln had largely withdrawn from politics after leaving Congress in 1849. During his term, he had unwisely challenged the constitutionality of President James K. Polk's war with Mexico, and he was smeared as Spotty Lincoln for demanding that Polk reveal on what spot along the border Mexicans had actually begun the war by attacking American troops. But the passage of Douglas's Kansas-Nebraska Act galvanized Lincoln back into political life. He had always opposed slavery. He had always believed that slavery violated the natural rights of the enslaved blacks. But he had also supposed that slavery would gradually die out on its own if it was contained within the South and not allowed to spread into the Western territories. Douglas's popular sovereignty seemed to open just that possibility, and together with the Dred Scott decision, Lincoln became convinced that a well-organized slave power had gone on the offensive